Hi everyone, Liam Hillier, I'm joined with Widnes Vikings player Danny Craven. How you doing, mate?
Good, mate, you?
Yeah, good. How are you coping with this lockdown?
It's different, isn't it?
Yeah, it's hard work.
Yeah, we managed to get into the club on Wednesday.
Okay.
The new coach, Finian, had a brief chat with him, but that was the first time we've been into the stadium since March. So
must have been mad, mate. I can imagine it's really strange. I mean, there's something I was going to get on a bit later on too, but may as well bring it up now, is how are you finding with the Super League still running, the Championship being postponed until it's safe to do so? I know it's probably more so with the money. How has that felt to you at the same time? Obviously, with the Super League still running, has it affected the players mentally because they can see other players are still playing and stuff, or...?
To be honest, it's not really affected me personally. I don't know. I can't speak for other people, but
yeah,
for me, it's just been for me, like, this year, Super League wise, hasn't been a great season as it is. Obviously, with no fans and
yeah,
you know, obviously people testing positive for COVID and people are chucking squads together on the day before the game and stuff. So it's not been a very good season.
Yeah.
As a whole, to be honest, so I'm fairly glad that we're not in that situation. And,
Yeah, 100%, mate. I agree with you on that. I mean, I was speaking to, as I mentioned to you before, we had Danny Richardson on the other day, and he was on about before the first lockdown. Castleford were flying, but then they come back and they just took a big dip. And he said that with the whole situation, he was umming and ahhing whether it was right to be going ahead, you know, because there was people testing positive. It wasn't good for them, as it, and they were flying beforehand. So, obviously, I can imagine it's...
They've had a lot of cases as well, haven't they?
Yeah, they've not been doing great with it, to be fair. They've drew the short straw, definitely. Right, okay. Just going to get into the way you started off and things. You're from St. Helens, if I'm not mistaken, mate. Is that right?
Yeah, I am. A lot of people mistaken me from Widnes, but no, I'm from St. Helens originally.
Yeah, I mean, we've been from Widnes myself, and obviously St. Helens being around the corner. There's obviously a lot of, it's a predominantly rugby town, isn't it, St. Helens, and it's not a huge amount of football. There is football, but it's more so the rugby because of the team and stuff. How did you end up getting into rugby in the first place, pal?
Yeah. Oh, to be honest with you, I wanted to play football when I was younger. My dad sort of seemed as a bit soft, so he basically dragged me down to Blackbrook one night, myself and my cousin, who were both the same age. There's only 5 months in between us, so he took us both down to Blackbrook Rugby Club, which is, I live pretty much next door to it now. So he took us down, and from that day, I was kicking and screaming, but since I trained, I'd never looked back. I've been playing rugby now since I was 6, and I'm 29 tomorrow, so it's been a while.
I didn't know it was your birthday tomorrow, mate. Also, happy birthday for tomorrow. right, so obviously you started off, I mean, you've been for Widnes pretty much from the start of your career, if I'm not mistaken. Was it through a scholarship you started off at Widnes, or was it?
No, I was on the youth system at Saints.
Oh, was you? Right, okay, sorry.
Yeah, I was on scholarship at Saints, and then I moved from Saints to Widnes when I was, well... Yeah, I think I was about 17. I started at Cronton College, and Phil, who's the CEO now, a witness, he was a teacher at Cronton at the time.
Yeah, yeah.
And he'd started a new course up, a rugby sort of rugby academy, and he asked me, did I want to go and join that? So I was close to, because I'd been released by Saints, I was close to just leaving rugby as it was then. But my mum persuaded me to go see what it was like, and I think I was there for 6 months, and within that 6 months I'd got a trial at Widnes, and I was playing first team the same year. So
that's it, mate. I mean, it's mad, isn't it? He seems to be a name which seems to pop up all through your life then, doesn't he, really? He's I know him from being a Widnes fan, and I know he does some great stuff for the town itself, and it's obviously involved in Widnes now at the highest level. It's a great asset to the club at the same time, is Phil there. So you've played for Widnes for a long time. Now, you've been on loan at Halifax and Feversham, the dual reg at Whitehaven and Workington, if I'm not mistaken. Obviously, what was the time like playing I don't know, you need to get the experience, you need to play for other clubs, and you'd rather get the game time than sit on the bench kind of stuff. That's what some players are saying. But how did you find your time away from the club? Especially, I know you were at Featherstone for the longest amount of time, I believe.
Yeah, I did a full year at Featherstone.
I remember you playing there.
The Featherstone loan was probably a bit different to the Halifax and the Dual Reds. The Halifax, I was only there for a month. And that was pretty much just to get game time under my belt instead of not playing or being 18th man or being on the bench and not getting many minutes. And I really enjoyed working under Rich Marshall, who's obviously at Saints now. He's a great coach. And there was some lads who I already knew there, Steve Tyra and Scott Morrell. Yeah. And so I fitted in pretty well there. But the Featherstone one was sort of, it came out of the blue really. At the time I had a couple of injuries with my shoulders and I had a couple of surgeries, and I probably wasn't playing as well as I should have been, to be honest with you. And I basically got called in for a meeting with the CEO at the time, Jimmy, and he just basically said to me that there was nothing at Widnes for me that year. I was out of favour, and he said I can either stay and not play or go on loan. So obviously, being a rugby player, I want to play. So
yeah, you
want
to play, don't you?
So I said I want to go on loan then. And he said Featherstone had called and they said that they'd take me for a year, so I went up to there and I really enjoyed it up there, to be honest. It was just the travel. Obviously, I was travelling on my own, and three, four times a week, an hour and 20-minute drive, it's on your own. It's not the best, especially at night time. So the lads up there were great, and we got in the top four that year, so it was a good year personally as well.
I remember you playing there, mate. I remember I've been to watch Widnes at Featherstone a few times myself, and I know the little ground they've got there is, if you kick it over the sticks, it can go through the windows at the back of the houses. Yeah, that's the one. But they've got a great little fan base there as well. So experience-wise, it was obviously good for you at that point. So you made your Widnes debut against Whitehaven in 2010, as you said that you were in the first team. What was it like making your debut for Widnes after being there for quite a bit of time? You know, now when you're looking back.
To be honest, I'll never forget the day that I'd got it was Stu Wilkinson who was the assistant coach at the time, and for whatever reason he took over the team at that time, and we trained on Willmere Lane. I'd only trained five or six times with the first team.
Yeah.
And he pulled me aside after one of the training sessions. He said, "I'm going to play you this week. You're going to be on the bench." So obviously I didn't have any idea in the lead up to it, or so just getting myself prepared to go off and play in academy level, which is still a tough level, don't get me wrong, but when you're 17, 18, you're going to start playing against men. That's when it starts to hit the realisation that you're going to be playing against people who are a lot bigger, a lot stronger, and, you know, older. Yeah. Anthony Thackeray was obviously the halfback at the time. We had quite a few senior players, Lee Duran and Jim Gannon, people like that, they were there. So,
Phil Cullen, Paul Cullen, sorry, was the manager at the time at that point?
Yeah, it was.
He was a great coach, to be fair. And he's obviously something I'll get on a bit later on. It's the likes of the Northern Rail Cup finals and stuff. I think 2009 was the last year we won it, if I'm not mistaken. And obviously it's a coach there, so you come in at quite a positive time at Widnes there, and to get into the first team was a great would have been great for you, especially at the age you were at. You said you were 17, so it's great, mate.
Well, I remember the second game I'd played at, it was we played Lee at home,
right?
And Robbie Bolt was playing for Lee,
right?
And I'd grown up watching him and thinking, this guy's ridiculous, and then within the space of going to college 6 months later, I'm playing against him. It was just, was crazy. And we got absolutely hammered that day as well.
I think I was at that game, to be fair.
Mick Gannon scored about 7 tries, I think.
Yeah, and got about a million conversions as well. And he was a great kicker, Mick Gannon, at the time. He's a head guard on. but he was great at Widnes at the same time as well. I'll always look back at Mick Gannon as being one of the first players I can properly remember and being like, wow. Because I remember he's kicking, and I can remember some of the stuff he'd done was great. Just going on to the next bit here, mate. You've played quite a lot of games now for Widnes. You're pushing over 150 games with over 300 points as well for the club. It's a great it's a great contribution to the club, mm-hmm. especially, I mean, you've been there for freaking fin, as we said before. How's your time been as a whole at Widnes? I know we mentioned briefly about your debut and stuff, but the time over the period you've been with Widnes, I mean, how have you found that experience-wise? Mm-hmm. And, I mean, you've been up and down Super League, you've been down into the Championship as well, and you've been with the club for a long time. How do you think on that? What's your take on that?
You've pretty much can be obviously playing in Challenge Cup semi-finals, and then as low as you can go being relegated and being admin. So
yeah,
but I've been there for going on 11 years now, and obviously I've had rough patches. Like I said, going on loan to Featherstone wasn't my first choice to do. I wanted to play for Widnes, and yeah. at the time I was out of favour for whatever reason under the coach at the time. But yeah, it's just I've had multiple injuries and stuff, and the likes of Phil especially have stuck by me, and they've kept me on. And I've done the same. I've had opportunities to leave in the past, but I've not wanted to, because Widnes have been the club who've given me the opportunity to fulfil my dream, which is to play Super League. So
yeah,
as long as they wanted me to stay there, I always wanted to. So.
Yeah, I mean, credit to you for doing that, mate. It really is. I mean, you mentioned there about your injuries and stuff. A conversation which seems to be popping up with all the rugby players that I've had on the show so far is how physical the sport is. And do you think the players get the appreciation they deserve compared to like the NFL and the NRL, especially with the Australian League? But compared to you're doing the same amount of training and you're playing the same amount of games, it's how are you finding? How would you put that into perspective? With obviously, do you feel like you're getting the appreciation which you should be as a rugby player, rugby league player especially?
Probably not a rugby league player, to be honest. But
yeah,
everyone's got a choice, and that's the game that we love to play, isn't it? So they're the things that come with it. You're going to get injuries, and you're going to get hurt sometimes. But I don't think it's as well funded as it should be, to be honest with you. People don't appreciate the going away from a game and obviously not being able to move. Like personally, I'll play a game and I won't be able to move properly for a couple of days afterwards. But people don't see that side of it. They just see what turns out on a weekend sort of thing. So I wish people would take that into consideration a bit more. Do you know what I mean? Obviously, when people are having dips in form or whatever, I don't think there's been a season where myself personally, I've not been carrying an injury throughout the season, but keep on playing. And obviously, fans and people outside of the game don't understand that. Vast majority of them anyway. So I think sometimes what people put the bodies through is underappreciated a bit. Yeah.
Yeah. 100%. I mean, I remember last year. I think it was when you broke your. Was it last year when you dislocated your little finger or something? It was like this way.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I thought I dislocated it, but it was. What did he say it was now? It wasn't a spiral fracture. I can't remember what the terminology was, but I had basically I had five fragments of bone which had come away from my finger, and I'd snapped the ligaments in it, so I couldn't put it back in.
Yeah. But I remember you played on for most of the season with that as well, didn't you?
Yeah. Well, I got it fixed just before the lockdown, the last game before the lockdown, so it's been ideal for me getting
recovery
for 16 weeks, so I'm all right now. I'm back fighting fit now.
Fair enough, mate. I mean, the recovery, you've had the recovery there and not had to play, so fair enough, mate. Great. So just going to back to Widnes as a team now. I mean, there's some top lads coming through in the younger generation, but you've obviously got Jack Owens back, who has been at St Helens, who was a local lad to us, but he went to St Helens a few years ago, done a good spell there. Logan Tompkins, who was playing for us, I think, when you probably first started playing, and now he's come back again. And then Matty Smith again, lads who have got experience under the belts. And then you've got the younger lads like Joe Lyons, Owen Buckley and Owen Farnworth and stuff. I mean, in my opinion, there's a lot of real positive things to take out of the club at the minute. How are you seeing the future at Widnes? Because you've been through thick and thin. How are you seeing the future at the minute?
Well, I think the press release, what Phil put out yesterday when he was on the radio, you know, obviously you've got clubs applying for that 12th spot now in Super League. They're not ready to do it, but they're just doing it anyway. And Widnes could easily do that. We've got the fan base, we've got the ground, but it's about, like Phil said, it's you've got to do things the right way. And obviously we don't want to repeat of what we did in Super League last time. You know, I think he said something that the last three seasons in Super League we'd won something like 25% of our games.
Yeah.
Just there's no point. So you're better to start building solid foundations and then obviously aiming high from there, which I think the club are doing at the minute, and it bodes well for the lads who are going to be playing in the future, I think.
Yeah, 100%, mate. I think you've just hit the nail on the head. That I can remember when Widnes got back into Super League the first time in 2010-11, whenever it was. Can't remember exactly. But I remember going through the application process then and all that kind of stuff. And I remember when we got the nod and I was still a young lad. But looking back at it now, I think we had the players and stuff, but I still think we were still lacking in some experience at the time as well. And I think if we would have maybe waited, I know we tried for years and years, tried to go from the playoff finals and stuff, and obviously, we never actually got in through a game, but we got in through the application process at the time. I think we probably could have spent a little bit more time to build on the club, because I personally think we did rush into it a little bit, and I think that's how it spiralled off from there, really. We had some great years in the Super League. We really did. But to be back where we are now, I think I'd rather not make that same mistake again. And I think what you've just said there is right. Just build up the foundations properly. And if you build the foundations up, then when we get back up there, we'll be at that high level again, fighting to where we need to be.
I think the good thing about it now is as well, the lads, local lads from Widnes, they'll get opportunities to play.
Yeah, you build up your homegrown talent then, 100%. That's what Widnes has always been about as well.
Exactly. Honestly, the talent in Widnes is unbelievable. I think considering it's such a small town, you've got like obviously clubs like Wigan and Warrington who they're much well more resourced and stuff, and they're pinching lads from Widnes because they know how good they are. So if lads from Widnes can see a pathway into the first team, whether it's in Championship or not, it doesn't matter, as long as they're playing first team rugby, then that's good for us, because obviously, like I said, there's a lot of talented lads in Widnes, young lads. So if they're going to be our next generation, then and we need to be in Championship for a bit, then so be it.
Yeah, 100%, mate. As I said, I'd rather take the rough at the minute and then eventually get the smooth, you know. One thing which you mentioned there is about the young lads. When you were a younger player, was there any players in particular which kind of took you under the wing and taught you how to do things, in essence, you know?
I won't say so much how to do things, but when I first went into the first team, Mark Smith was the captain.
Yeah, great captain,
Yeah, he was very good with me. Thax, I've always been quite friendly with Thax. Even now, I speak to Thax. He was good with me. Dean Gaskell looked after me a lot.
I always remember with Dean Gaskell fighting at Halifax. I remember that one fight, and he was. I can remember watching.
I ran the other way. Frank was chasing me.
I can remember. It was only about. I was younger, but I remember watching it on the telly because we never went to that game for some reason. I remember watching it, and my dad was like, "It's kicking off here." And Dean Gaskell's obviously an MMA fighter now, isn't he? He went on to do that, and I remember him just pounding. I can't remember who it was on the floor, and I was like, "Get it to him, go on, go on, it's him." It
was Dean was one of them. He'd come behind you on the wrestling mats. He'd just guillotine and choke you out.
Great player.
He's top lad, Dino. He looked after me, to be fair.
Yeah. I mean, going back to that, would you say there was any other players in particular, or would you say it was them three, Anthony Thackeray, you've got...
I think from when I first got into the first team, I'd say them three, but... More so, say Smithy. Smithy was really good.
I felt like when he was there, the chemistry as a team as a whole was great, because he had the experience from playing from some big tip clubs, especially, and playing at some big games as well, the grand finals and stuff. He was a great player back in his day, and he done well for Widnes when he come over. Who would you say was the toughest player you've ever come against as a rugby league player?
Probably. When I've been playing at half, opposite me, back rower, I'd probably say Soliola when he was at Saints. Soliola. Yeah. I remember we played the first year in Super League, we played Saints away and we got beat 62-0.
Yeah.
And I must have been about 70 kilos, 19, and he just chased me all over the pitch for 80 minutes. Horrible.
just trying to get away from him,
He was awful to play against, but great player, and probably Benny Murdoch Masilla. He's another one. He's just, you've seen him on telly multiple times, I'm sure. He's just so dynamic, but he's massive as well. Yeah. And he's another tough one. And then you've got like the likes of Sean O'Loughlin and James Roby, Mickey Mack, people like that. They're all, there's loads of tough players, but
there's a tough player in every team, isn't he?
Yeah, but I'd say directly opposite me as a back rower, it's gotta be Solly Oller or Benny Murdoch Masilla.
Yeah, fair enough, mate. Just one thing which I've been interested in, I really wanted to ask this question. Tell me what you think, honestly, on this. So I've been watching Widnes since I was seven and been a season ticket holder ever since, pretty much. My dad's been going since the 70s and the likes of the World Cup Challenge and stuff in 89. He's been there and he's also been at the Northern Rail Cup Finals. And we were at Headingley in 2007-08 when we got beat by Castleford. And obviously they went up. Obviously, my outputs on the team especially is quite a lot different to my dad's. Do you think there's quite a bit of pressure on the players at the minute because the heritage with the club, or do you think people need to take a step back and see where we actually are at the moment as a club?
Yeah, I think, obviously, the 89 team and that'll never be forgotten. People like that, Kurt Sorensen, and what we're in 2020 now, aren't we? You know, different circumstances is... different time, rugby's changed in general, and we had this chat last year when we got to the
1895.
So when we was going to go and play at Wembley, we had what was his name?
Jim Mills.
No. Oh my god, what's his name?
Where's a clue? There's a lot of players.
Steve O'Neill.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Is it Steele?
Yeah, I think it is,
He came in and presented our shirts, and he was talking about the 89 and the 80s, and then Dave and Paul and David Hume came in, they were talking about...
Great lads, to be fair.
Their words to us at the time was, you've got to go out and create your own stuff, you know, like...
Yeah.
You see the pictures of the 89 team everywhere, but there's going to come a point where there's going to be a Widnes team who win a trophy and... it's going to be their pitches instead. I don't think there's so much pressure on it to, you know, Widnes is a historic club, isn't it? You want to win trophies, but at the same time, like I said, you've got to look at where we currently are. We're in the Championship at the minute and we're aspiring to get back to Super League, which is our first goal. And then obviously from there, whether I'm there or not, regardless, I want Widnes to do the best as they can. And I'd love to see Widnes winning trophies 100%.
Yeah, I mean, as I was saying there, like, it's just a different output because I've seen Widnes, my experience of Widnes has been the Championship coming up into Super League, then going back down, and then obviously fighting for Northern Rail Cup finals, and obviously the final last year as well. So I think personally, the way I see it is a lot different to how some of the other fans see it. And I think that's just my take on that, to be fair, mate. But I think you've answered that one quite well. Just going back to the final there at Wembley last year, obviously the result didn't go our way, but what did you take from playing at Wembley, the experience? What was that like?
Unbelievable. I think it should have been played before the grand final, before the Challenge Cup final, to be honest, and not after.
Yeah.
If I was growing up and somebody told me I'd have played at Wembley, I'd have laughed at them.
Yeah.
Just the opportunity to go there and play at Wembley. Not many people get to do it. So I know that obviously the result wasn't the best, and we did show up on the day, but it was an unreal day still. And you know, I'm sure majority of fans would have had a fantastic weekend as it is anyway. You know,
everyone did, to be fair. But the game before that, I think, was the main thing to take away was against Lee.
I think that's what took a lot. It took a lot of emotion out of us, that game. I think obviously going to Lee as underdogs, and you've seen all the Widnes fans in the away end, and the Lee end was chocking. It was
I'm getting goosebumps thinking about it now. To be fair, mate, it was mad at the time.
It was one of the best games I've played in that, and the game in general, like the standard of the game was pretty poor because it was lashing down with rain, and but we just had something about us that day that just we just wasn't going to lose. And unfortunately, it took a bit too much steam out of us going into the final.
I think that the fans will appreciate the effort which was put in the game before that, and then obviously at the final again. I think Chef did put a good performance in. I think you can't take that away from that. I think, but I mean, we've got the experience. We've played at Wembley again, which is great, mate. Yeah. And I think that's the main thing to take away from it. Is it's a building block which we need to take on the stride. Just the next one, which I always ask, which I think is quite a funny thing, is who would you say is the funniest? Well, what's the funniest playing memory or funniest player you've ever had? Well, let's say this. What's the funniest player and the funniest playing memory you've ever had?
Oh, you put me on the spot. I've had a few funny memories. I can't remember who was playing. It was pre-season a couple of years ago. And who was it now? I can't remember who we played anyway, but somebody had made a break. I think it was Brad Walker.
Yeah.
Had made a break. And he was 2-on-1 with the fullback and passed the ball to McGrath. And McGrath got to about 5 metres before the line and tripped over.
I remember. I actually asked Danny Walker this the other day, a Warrington player who played at that game, and he said the exact same thing. I remember being at the game. I think it was Halifax, if I'm not mistaken.
I'm sure it was a pre-season game.
Yeah, he said it was as if like he'd been shot by a sniper. All of a sudden, he just went over. I remember watching it. I was at the game and I was like, "Oh my god, what's happened here?"
I'm sure we scored the play after. And there's a picture of, I think it was me, JJ, Danny, and Graf's on the floor, and me and JJ in the background just laughing our heads off. That was funny. Yeah.
Who would you say is the funniest player you've ever played with?
JJ's got to be up there.
Yeah,
he's a rum lad. Mara, isn't it? God, let me think off the top of my head. We've played with some strange cats, to be fair.
Yeah.
Charlie Runciman was quite funny in his own way.
Yeah, I mean, he's doing great now over in Australia, didn't he, I believe?
Yeah, but Charlie was one of them. You didn't laugh with him, you just laughed at him. Sort of thing. But yeah, Charlie was good as well.
Yeah, fantastic. Right, I'm just going to go on to five quick fire questions here, mate. We're coming up to the end of the podcast. What would you say your favourite try has been playing for Widnes?
Put me on the spot again. I'd probably say, I don't know about my favourite, but one of my favourite moments was when I scored an hat-trick at Lee, and JJ made a break down the middle of the field, and he put me 2-on-1 with the fullback, and I ran and scored under the sticks in front of the Lee fans. That was a good one.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, I'll say that one off the top of my head.
What's your favourite sporting memory outside of rugby as a supporter?
As a supporter? You're going to kill me here, but probably Saints winning Grand Final when I was younger.
Right, okay, yeah.
No, I played Hull in the Grand Final. I think it was 2006, I think, and Sean Briscoe played for Hull that day, and then I ended up playing with him.
I think it was just before I started probably getting into rugby, that, to be fair. I would have been 9 at that point. Who do you reckon is going to win out of Joshua or Fiori?
Fiori,
yeah. It's just, I think everyone I've asked at the minute said Fiori. No one's actually rooted for Joshua. I think it's interesting. Yeah, I think he will. I think Joshua will get found out a little bit on that fight. I mean, I think we answered this one before, but favourite stadium we've ever played at?
Probably Headingley.
Headingley, please.
Yeah. Headingley. This is a strange one. I used to love playing at Knowsley Road, the old Knowsley Road.
Yeah, Saints' ground.
Yeah, the ground itself was awful.
I went there once to watch. I remember Ian Morrison was playing. That's all I can really remember was Ian Morrison was playing in the team at the time. And I think we got beat, but it wasn't by a big amount. It was a good game. But I said, I've only been there once. And after that, they obviously went over to the new ground, which they've got now, Lantry Park. But any reason in particular on that? Was it just because it was old school or...?
I think it's just because obviously when I was growing up, I've always been a Saints fan, and I used to go watching Saints all the time. I used to have a season ticket for Saints. I used to stand in the away end, funnily enough.
Yeah.
And I always remember watching like the likes of Tommy Martin, Sean Long, people like Paul Wellens. And then I played a couple of times for the academy on there, and then you started getting a feel for the pitch, and obviously being a halfback and kicking and stuff like that. Yeah. I just really enjoyed playing there, just probably for nostalgic reasons more than anything.
Yeah, fair enough, mate. You mentioned that Headingley as well. Did you play in the, I can't remember if you did, but when Joe Mellor made the kick?
No, that was the year I was on loan.
I thought it was. I was just thinking off the top of my head. I remember being at that game. I was just wondering whether you were playing. I couldn't remember.
I'm sure that was the season we finished in the top eight, wasn't it?
Yeah, we did. I remember being in the away end, and when he took that kick, I remember just time stopped.
Just hanging, didn't it?
Yeah, it just went, and I was just watching it, and I was like, oh my God, oh my God. And it landed about 2 metres away from me when it landed. And I was like, ah! But it was just like, well, that was probably one of the best moments as a Widnes fan myself. Right, completely off subject, what would you say your favourite movie is of all time?
Scarface is up there.
Scarface. I think it's probably one of mine, to be fair. I've got a canvas in my living room.
Wolf of Wall Street, that's up there as well.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, cool. I've got with
them too. Yeah, cool. But yeah, I think that's everything we've got time for there, mate. Nice one for joining us. Pleasure speaking to you. Just one last thing which I always ask is, if you could give any advice to any up-and-coming players at the minute, what would it be?
Probably from a personal point of view, if you get rejected somewhere or you don't, you know, you don't get signed up straight away, just don't give up. Obviously, I was on the verge of doing that, and it took a chat with my mum to sort of persuade me to carry on for another year, and from that year I've not looked back, and I've been playing professionally at Widnes ever since. So
yeah,
I think for anyone going up, you're not going to go, unless you're Greg English, you're not going to go through rugby like playing sailing. You're going to have ups and downs, but just to stick with it as long as you can, if you love the game. So
yeah, I think a great inspiration for that is yourself there, mate, as well. So yeah, nice one for joining us, mate.
You're welcome.
Just if you want to follow Danny on Instagram, I think it's DannyCraven21. And yeah, if you've got any questions, I'll try and fire some stuff over to him as well and see if he gets back to me. But yeah, nice one for joining us. I've been Liam Hillier. That's Danny Craven. And cheers for watching Talk Tonight Sport, guys. See you soon.
See you, bud.
Nice one. Bye-bye.